I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Thursday morning. What's up, guys? The whole gang is here. You got Moose, you got Breezy, you got intern Maddie, you got intern Aiden, and we're checking in. That's what we do on all our special people this morning. Some of you are already here. We appreciate that. 585-252-9800 to be a part of the show. We love it when you are. Who's here, Breezy?
Our friends are here checking in. Who do you think our first person is? The one, the only, Candy Andy. Good morning, guys. Candy Andy here. Vibes are amazing today.
Wow.
One day closer to the weekend. I'm so ready. Hope y'all have an amazing day. By the way, you guys were hilarious yesterday. Laughed so hard.
Yeah, well, but we were telling the truth. What's up with this cruise? And were you originally going to Florida and taking this cruise because your crush was there, who you've never met in your life? Were you originally going to take this cruise with him?
No.
You need to know.
It was his brother's wedding, but that's okay.
We established that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Is he getting married on the cruise ship?
Also, meeting someone for the first time? Not really. I don't think I would meet him on a cruise. Probably the last place on earth I would meet them. Who knows what they could do to you? Things happen on a cruise ship that are completely unexplainable.
I met someone for the first time in an Airbnb in Santa Cruz, in California, in like the middle of the woods. You know what she did? She was a corrections officer.
Of course she was.
It was just a weird weekend.
He's like, I lived out all of my fantasies.
I woke up handcuffed to a tree.
There were handcuffs involved, for sure. For sure.
Oh, man. 2019 was just, it was a wild year. All right, who else is here, Breeze?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Jess is here. Excuse me. Jess says, good morning, guys. Good morning, interns. Feeling good this morning because today is my Friday. Beep, 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 beep. Nice. Okay, cool. thanks for chiming in, guys.
Yeah, got cool. It. Awesome. We love that for you. How are your vibes over there?
Vibes are good today. I kind of agree with Candy Andy. One day closer to the weekend. Don't have anything crazy going on.
Nothing planned for the lady?
No, not this weekend.
You better surprise her, man. Bring her some flowers after work.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah, you should do that.
Good idea, Moose.
Yeah. Not a surprise anymore. She hears it live. All right, Maddie?
My vibes are like buff and fit right now. Like I went to the gym for like 2 days in a row. I'm lifting, I'm gaining, and I had a protein coffee this morning. So there you have it.
She's the epitome of health, folks.
Buffing and what?
Buff and fit.
Yeah.
Buff and fit.
She's buffing it.
Protein coffee? That's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Protein coffee is ridiculous.
You can put protein powder in anything,
yeah.
Truly.
Breezy, your vibes?
Vibes are good because I am a big concert weekend this weekend.
I know, Hillary Duff.
Going to Party in the Park tonight, Hillary Duff on Saturday. I mean, like, what gives, you know?
Hillary Duff is got – I'm sorry, man, but there's a lot of beautiful people in the industry. That woman is stunning.
Yeah, she's second to none, truly. So I'm going to be living out my, I don't know, 9-year-old dream. I mean, I saw her at Blue Cross when I was, I think, 9, almost canceled because the storm was so bad.
Oh, my God.
We made it, and we're going to make it again.
I don't want to name drop, but considering we are talking about her, I did take a workout class in L.A. with Hillary Duff, and I got to tell you, she does look good sweaty.
And he's had a restraining order ever since. Alrighty.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Coming up, I'm going to share everything happening around town today because I promise you, the list I'm about to give you, there's no way you will be bored today.
Here's the thing. Moose is going to riddle off all these events and fun things to do. And then tomorrow we're going to come in and he's like, I didn't know about any of it. It's like, you told the people.
Whether you're working today or not, I do want to share everything happening this morning from this afternoon and into tonight. It's a busy Thursday in our beautiful city of Rochester. So if you're looking to, I don't know, go somewhere, eat something.
Get crazy.
I'll tell you what's happening around town.
Headbang.
Yes, it includes food, some of it being completely free. I'll give you the details coming up next. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 77 for the high today. It looks like it's going to sprinkle this morning and then taper off. We'll see sun later today, which is perfect because if anyone is looking for something to do today...
We got you.
Dude, Party in the Park is back tonight at MLK Park. Start Making Sense, a Talking Heads tribute band, is headlining with The Dip opening. Not Chips and Dip. Gates are at 5. Music starts at 6:30. It's $7 to get in. It's not much. Kids 12 and under are free. Anytime I hit a Party in the Park, I don't typically see a lot of kids anyways.
Yeah. This is like one of the last ones. I think next week is the last week.
I don't think so. Huh? It's been 6 weeks already?
Yeah.
No.
Fully.
No.
There's either one or two left. Yeah.
Also, Breezy, your favorite, the 56th annual Puerto Rican Festival kicks off today at Parcel 5.
I know.
It's going to run through Saturday. It is. Yeah, live music, food, performances, vendors. And then tonight's entertainment starts at 5. They'll hit the stage with a DJ. And then El Blanqui. Maybe it's El Blanchi. It's one of them. But this person takes the stage from 9:30 to 11.
This person is so dead.
I don't know who it is.
This individual is going to be up there doing his thing.
Bills training camp continues at St. John Fisher today. Practice starts at 8:30.
Yeah, I saw some clips yesterday. It was pouring. I'm so glad I didn't win tickets.
They still got after it. Yes, you do need a ticket to get in. Public parking is over at Nazareth with a shuttle over to Fisher. It's $1. You want to ride the shuttle, cost $1.
You know, at least they're not parking at Wegmans like they did last year.
Oh, it was brutal.
Yeah, it's a little far.
And finally, National Cheesecake Day is today.
I know. My fiance told me yesterday, and they're going to Cheesy Eddie's.
Cheesy Eddie's is giving away more than 1,500 free slices today.
Wow.
And tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m.
I
love Cheesy Eddie's. I mean, they're a staple here within the community. So, yeah, concerts, Puerto Rican food, the Bills, or free cheesecake. Which one would you pick?
I'm going to the concert. I don't like cheesecake.
Really?
No.
I don't know. Nothing screams, hey, I'm from Rochester, New York, like the Puerto Rican Festival and free cheesecake. You know what I mean? We got you covered.
Staples in our community.
When I come in tomorrow morning, I don't want to hear anyone say, I didn't have anything to do last night. We give you a lot of options, okay?
The only person going to be saying that is you.
Olivia Dean on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, have you ever done something that makes absolutely no sense, but you do it anyways? And I think adults are very guilty of this. You're about to have somebody come over, do a job for you. And instead of letting them do the job, you just go about your day doing it yourself before they arrive. Why do we do this? And I'm starting to realize this might be one of those weird adult things that way more people do than they admit to.
I can actually explain it further because it actually does make sense because we had to do this growing up.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I had somebody come over to clean my apartment. And before she got there, I cleaned the entire apartment.
Yeah.
And I may have completely defeated the purpose of hiring her. I understand that. So I just wanted to know if you do this too. 585-252-9800. I did pay her well.
Yeah.
I will say that. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings. Anyone listening ever hire a cleaner to come over to your house and before they get there, you clean your entire house?
Welcome to my entire childhood.
Really?
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I don't know why we do this. Now, I've never hired a cleaning person in my life.
Except, why did you start now?
Well, there is. Do you remember when I had my Airbnb?
Yes.
That was the one time I hired a cleaning crew to come in, clean the rental. They did a terrible job, but I hired someone for $100 to come clean my apartment because they're friends with my maintenance guy, who I'm friends with.
Okay.
And he was like, dude, if you can help her out, she's kind of looking for some work, struggling a bit. I said, yeah, okay, I'll give her a little extra work. So she comes over on Monday afternoon, but before she got there, I cleaned my entire apartment, which was already spotless. I don't know why. I mopped, I cleaned the inside of the microwave, I vacuumed. Does anyone else clean their toaster? Like,
never.
You wipe, you don't wipe it down with Clorox wipes, shine it up?
Never once in my life.
Okay. I clean the toilet.
So
she walks in and says, what exactly did you need me to do? This is the cleanest apartment I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, you just like lighting money on fire, so there's that.
I was helping somebody. And I said, do what you...
In more ways than one, truly.
I said, do what you normally would do. I said, I don't know. I mean, can you clean the shower? She's like, yeah, but it looks pretty clean. And I was like, I just needed to know, does anyone feel embarrassed if the cleaner actually sees your house messy? Because that's what you hired them for in the first place.
So when I was growing up, we had a cleaner come once every 2 weeks. And my mom was like, you need to clean your room before the cleaning lady comes. And I'm like, okay, why? What's the point? She's coming to clean.
Uh-huh.
But as I get older, it makes more sense. Like, you can't have things laying around when someone comes to clean, because then they can't really, now they're just like cleaning up your mess and they're not actually cleaning and deep cleaning what needs to be done. They're wasting time on shuffling things over here, moving things over there, and they're not getting down to dusting and vacuuming if there's crap all over the floor. And it makes sense. It does.
Yeah, I mean, I get that too, because there are personal items that belong to you that you don't want them touching either. They don't know where those things belong.
Give them the most access to surfaces as they can, because most of the time you're paying these people by the hour.
Right.
So if they're going to be there for an hour before they even start cleaning, thanks.
Is $100 a lot? Because I've never hired a cleaner. I mean, except for that cleaning crew that came in. Cleaned my studio apartment in Hollywood for $375.
That's a lot. I fear that's a lot.
I got ripped off for sure.
It depends on how many square feet your apartment is, truly.
I was watching her clean. I'm like, that's not how
you were home when she was cleaning?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Rule number one of hiring a cleaner, you're never there.
I was watching her, you know, I was like, that's not, you shouldn't do it that way. But, you know, like I said.
How were you home? We're not even going to talk about you cleaning before. That's null and void at this point. Why were you home when the cleaner was
there? Where was I going to go? I live there.
Literally anywhere. You walk all the time. You go to coffee shops. You literally walk malls. What do you mean, where am I going to go? You have 100 options.
I was at my desk. I was working. You know what I mean? I
was like, she was just like in your room dusting.
No, I was like, don't worry about the bedroom. The bedroom's off limits.
Don't worry about the bedroom.
It's off limits.
What is she cleaning? You only have a one bedroom apartment.
Everything else. Let me go over to.
Yeah, you got ripped off because you didn't even pay for half of your place.
I was helping someone. Nicole from Penfield says, my mother in law, when she comes over, I clean my house so aggressively that my husband asked if we're having an open house. That's the level of shame we're dealing with when it comes to my mother-in-law. Yeah, no, I get it.
Ooh.
Amanda says, Moose, I do this too. No, you're not alone. I have a cleaner come every other week, and the night before she comes, I call it the panic. Everyone in the house has to put their stuff away. I have 3 kids, so basically we're cleaning the house so she can clean the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, your kids aren't mopping or dusting or doing all the nitty-gritty stuff, which is what most cleaners do. I cannot believe you were home when this woman was in your house trying to get after it, and you said, don't touch my bedroom?
There's no reason to go in there.
So she was just in the kitchen / living room because it's all one room?
It's 850 square feet of space. There's a lot she could be doing. Jeff just texted in.
It's 850 feet of square space without your room.
Well, you know, everything is fine in there. The bed is tidy. Everything's fine. Jeff said, Moose, I think you suffer from OCD. It's a possibility.
Yeah, you should definitely get diagnosed.
Do you remember that when that mouse was struggling to find a crumb in my apartment to hold itself over? And he was so weak that I just walked up to him, picked him up, and carried him outside? he was starving to death. So yeah, that's the kind of level of cleanliness we're talking about.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there a height that's just too short for you to date? And Breezy and I were fine with you being shallow this morning. We're not going to judge you for it.
I'm definitely going to judge you for it.
There is a Hollywood rumor that has people asking a bigger question about dating standards, and one of the most famous women in the world may have just changed the conversation up completely in what truly matters when it comes to attraction.
If she's doing it, I'm sure everyone's going to start doing it.
You would think. This celebrity is finally paving the path for other women to finally be okay when it comes to dating shorter kings.
A trailblazer, if you will.
That's what I said. Men, guess what? I don't think you have to be 6 feet tall to be attractive anymore. I'm sure some of you might disagree with that.
We'll
see. We'll tell you who this celebrity is and why she's attracted to someone 4 feet shorter than her coming up next on PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. If you missed it from yesterday on the show, we discussed rumors in Hollywood that the beautiful Jennifer Aniston and our short king, Peter Dinklage, are dating.
Yeah, that was kind of a shock to the system. I'm not going to lie.
They're into each other. And I got to ask, any of our listeners hear this rumor? These are two people who are massive stars. I mean, completely different in their own ways.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jennifer Aniston. Most people know her as one of the biggest TV stars of all time. Played Rachel Green on Friends. Let's not forget about her Oscar-worthy performance in the film The Leprechaun. That was a huge one.
Her breakout role, truly.
Right. And then you have our short king, Peter Dinklage. And a lot of people know him as Tyrion, Maddie? Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones. Never saw it.
Never saw it either.
Breezy and I, we never watched Game of Thrones.
I'm like, not a big Game of Thrones girly.
All right, was his character on Game of Thrones, was he a good guy or what?
I think that he's probably most people's favorite character for that in the show.
Okay, got it. All right. Now, Jennifer Aniston.
I liked him on Elf, I will say.
He was good in Elf, yes, with Will Ferrell. Jennifer Aniston's 5'5". Peter Dinklage is 4'5", which brings me to my next point.
A total foot difference.
Women for years have said they don't want to date a short king, but never wanted to admit that some have done it. Some enjoy it. Jennifer Aniston, like Breezy said, she's a trailblazer.
I wonder how this happened and came to be.
She's teaching women that it doesn't matter if you're 6'4 with heels. It's okay to date a guy who's 4'11. You know what I'm saying? A jockey, if you will. Does a big height difference still matter to women when they're in a relationship? 585-252-9800. Notice how I asked women and not men, because guys don't care. We don't care how short or tall a woman is. It doesn't matter to us.
Yeah, because guess what? You don't really have the option to be picky, right? Especially if you're a shorter person. Because the reality of it is, most women are probably going to be taller than you if you're short.
Well, especially if they're wearing heels, too.
Correct.
Me, I'd love to date a woman who's 6 feet tall. I got no problem with that. I'd love to be able to come home and climb her like a tree.
Right.
That's fine.
Worse.
But some people, yes, they have preference. And I have friends. I told you about my buddy Ross.
Yes.
Greatest guy. Good job. Really good looking. You know, Italian dude from Chicago. And he struggled to really connect with women when we're in LA. We already know what kind of a shallow city that is. But considering he's 5'6", he had trouble in the dating department. Yeah, for sure.
That's a tough scene indeed. But, you know, I beg the question this morning, what is just having preference and what is just being shallow?
That's a good question to ask.
There's a very thin line.
Yeah. Let me go over to Tiffany on hold. Hi, Peaks Y. Good morning. Would you date a short king?
Hi. Yeah, I'm sorry, but absolutely not. No. Women are not out here choosing guys shorter than them. They're just not. Okay. I mean, Peter Dinklage is the exception because he's rich, famous, and talented, and a millionaire. But that's a completely different conversation.
So if you had the chance, you'd date Peter.
Sure, yeah.
But you're not dating him for his looks, clearly.
Exactly.
All right. Tiffany, yeah. clearly you don't like men that you can fold up and put in your back pocket. Then that's fine. Let me let's take a quick break. Coming up, we'll get to your call and hear what other listeners have to say when it comes to dating short kings. You have time to hold on for a second?
Sure.
All right, stay right there. We'll do it next on the show. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. If you're just joining us, the internet is buzzing over rumors that Jennifer Aniston and Peter Dinklage might be dating. She's 5'5", he's 4'5".
Now, which, like, I mean, go off, queen, you know, but...
Sure, I mean, before everyone starts yelling at us, they are rumors, but it's turned into a much bigger conversation.
Right.
And we asked one simple question this morning. Ladies, would you date a short king? Maybe someone even 12 inches shorter than you? And a few texts came in during the break. Mike in Greece said, guys, I'm 5'6". I've dated women taller than me my entire life. And the women who say height doesn't matter are usually telling the truth until their friends start making comments. And I've had women tell me they didn't care, then later admit they were embarrassed to wear heels next to me.
Wow.
Game over. Let me get back over to our girl, Tiffany, who called in and is not holding back. She says, absolutely not. Tiffany, go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah, good morning. I was just saying in reference to your conversation that the average guy who's 5'3", he is definitely not getting the same attention because...
But you don't have to tell a guy who's 5'3" that. I think they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm just saying that, just for clarification, I guess.
She's like, I'm just saying to rub salt in the wound, truly.
All right, but go ahead.
Well, I think that, by and large, no pun intended, women want to feel small next to their men because, well, first of all, we like wearing heels and still having the guy taller than us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's that whole thing, you know, you want to feel protected. You want to look up when we kiss somebody, not down. That's just, I don't know, it's just biology. I think that...
Not necessarily for moves, but, you know.
Honestly, I'm open to dating a woman who's much taller, and obviously that's different because I'm a man. But like you said, a lot of women, and that's true, I agree with that, a lot of women do want to feel protected. But I will ask you this, I totally take into consideration what it is that you're saying, but I need to know what happens when you do meet a guy who's maybe 5'5", and everything you're looking for, just, it's all there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Is it still completely out of the question if he's your dream guy?
How can he be my dream guy when he's 5'5"? Oh. My dream guy is over 6 feet tall.
Okay.
And there it is.
All right. Okay, that's fine. All right, so you're not into it. I think some women are. I think some women definitely don't care.
I think it's wildly shallow. I do. Like, I get that preference exists, and I get that that's totally fine. But for people to just completely shut off an entire person without getting to know their personality or anything because of their height, I don't know. I think it's a little surface level. I'm going to say it.
I think some women, Tiffany, don't actually want a tall man.
I think that I speak for all women, and yes, I said all women. Honestly, every one of us likes tall guys because they make us feel feminine, protected, and confident. And I like looking up at my man, not wondering if I should put him in the front seat of a booster, you know, like a little booster seat.
You speaking for all women is crazy.
Put him in a booster. Is anyone triggered this morning? I don't know. I mean, I'm 5'9". I'm a little triggered.
My short kings are triggered for sure.
Hey, you know what? You like what you like. We can't hate on you for that. Everyone has a preference, but I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Tiffany. It's Boomer vs. Zoomer on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Intern Maddie and intern Aiden and I are going head-to-head in trivia. And for whatever reason, I'm feeling pretty confident this morning.
Yeah, the confidence is oozing out of you, and I'm not really too sure why, because
the last
time we've done this with other interns wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. I think it's because I put 5-hour energy in my coffee this morning, so I'm ready to get after it.
Maddie's drinking protein coffee, you're drinking energy coffee. It's a whole thing. All right, so for people who have missed this with other interns, let me break it down. I'm going to give Moose 6 questions about Gen Z terms, slangs, and everything in between.
That's right.
And I'm going to give Aiden and Maddie, they'll go back and forth, questions about millennials, maybe the 90s, things that were very popular back in the day that we lived through that you probably wouldn't know about because they're not a thing anymore. And whoever gets the most right is the winner. But we're going to go back and forth and back and forth.
All right. Who's starting this morning? Let me get my trusty bell. You guys know I love this thing.
Do you want them to have a bell or no?
It don't matter.
Okay, perfect. We'll start with Moose, and then we'll go to Aiden, and then go to Moose, and then go to Maddie.
Here, take this.
He goes, doesn't matter.
Take the
bell.
I actually have two.
Okay, perfect.
All right, why don't you go ahead and start, Breeze?
Okay. So, Moose, we're going to the first question for you.
Okay.
What does POV stand for?
Point of view.
Ding.
Yeah, that's what's up. Okay, I told you I'm feeling pretty confident this morning.
One on the board.
Kind of an easy question, to be honest.
You got to listen. We got to start it off easy, shall we? Aiden, question number one for you. Okay, what is a floppy disk?
A floppy disk. Are those the disks that you save your data on to transfer to computers?
Don't look at me, Priest. You're the host.
They're the data storage disks, yeah? I thought so.
Yeah, they're like a flash drive, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, I would give them that.
We'll give it to
them.
We'll give them that. Okay, perfect.
Nice job, Aiden.
Next, Moose. What does look maxing mean?
What does look maxing mean? When you're looking at someone and you've maxed out how long you've made eye contact for. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Okay, so our Gen Zs can steal / explain.
All right, Moose. Looks
maxing. No, we'll give Maddie this one.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Looks maxing is basically when you fine-tune your appearance to look better than everyone else.
That's look maxing.
Looks maxing.
Looks. Okay, you're maxing out your appearance.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to give Moose a 0 for that. All right,
that's no problem. Let's go on to the next one.
All right,
go ahead.
Maddie. Okay. What would someone use *674 while making a phone call?
That'd be for a prank call.
T. Ding, 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 ding.
What?
What?
Oh, to hide your phone number. Yeah, got that one right.
Absolutely.
How do you know that? All right, go ahead, Breeze.
Because I'm still doing it to this day. Absolutely. Okay, Moose, question number 3. What is the name of a suitable movement that many Gen Z individuals support to reduce the use of fast fashion? How are Gen Z shopping today?
Online. But what? That's online. What do you mean?
Absolutely the opposite of that. 100% the opposite.
Oh, you're thrifting? Are you thrifting?
Yes, you're thrifting.
You're thrifting. I still have it?
I'm not giving it to you at all. All right, Aiden, here we go.
All right, we got to do one more. We're going to take a quick break, come out on the other side and finish up. But Aiden, you're up.
Aiden, what is dial-up?
Dial-up? Oh, I know it's internet related. I can't really go much further than that. Sorry, Maddie, I sold us on this one.
Taking it, laying down. Dial-up is when you can't use the phone and the internet at the same time because they're on the same ether.
Ah, okay. I was in the ballpark, but not all that.
So if you decide you want to go and search the World Wide Web, you can't make a phone call. Capiche?
Capiche.
All right, what's the total score right now, Breeze?
Right now, you have 1, they have 2.
All right. We'll come back around, finish this up, and I promise you, because I know a lot of you are rooting for me this morning. I'm absolutely going to crush coming back. Stay there. Welcome back to Boomer vs. Zoomer on PXY Mornings.
Absolutely.
Nobody here is a boomer.
No.
That's what Breezy wanted to call it.
It sounds better. Rolls off the tongue.
So right now, the score is, I think I have 1.
1.
And then
the interns have 2.
Okay. So far, we need how many right to win this round?
So there's six total. So whoever gets the most out of six.
All right, who's up, Breezy?
You are up, Moose. First question, what does clock it mean?
What does clock it mean? This is a Gen Z term I'm not familiar with. But if I had to take a stab at it, I'm going to say, if you're running late, if you are running late, you're going to want to clock it. Yeah. Is that right? Tell me I'm right. No, come on.
Okay, explain.
So basically, when you're clocking someone, like you could like point out like they look bad, call out something. It's basically calling someone out.
Why is your generation so judgmental?
Also, clocking it can be like calling something before it even happens,
Yeah.
So there's that. Okay, so things are off to a really good start.
I feel like maybe half a point, but okay.
Not even close.
Maddie, what does it mean to burn a CD?
When you put it, I mean, it depends on if you have a laptop or like a computer, like actual like standing computer, but you put it in and then you like basically download the music off like your iTunes back in the day and you burn it onto the CD.
And there it is. And there it is. And there it is. Moose, I'm sorry. Things are really, the wheels are coming off here.
You know, we asked this question to intern Claire and her response was to set a CD on fire.
Yeah, she did say that.
Okay.
Love her.
All right, go ahead, Breeze.
Moose, what does the acronym IYKYK stand for?
I believe it stands for if you know, you know.
Period!
That's what's up.
Okay, Aiden, last question for you. What is a light bright?
Can you say that again?
What is a light bright?
A light bright.
Quiet, Maddie.
Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. Oh.
Ooh, come on.
I knew the other ones you asked her, and then the two others you... Oh,
this is so
bad.
Can
I phone a friend?
It was a toy that we used to... I mean, if you're... You know, but what is a light bright?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no
idea. A light bright is... I wouldn't really qualify it as it a toy.
It's not a toy.
It's like an activity, a craft.
That's right.
Where you would put these little pegs in this, like, canvas-looking thing, and it would, like...
It had a light bulb in the back?
It was kind of like a 90s puzzle.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Sorry, Aiden. Not you drowning the team for Maddie.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What's up.
Okay, this is Moose's last question. Which term is used by Gen Z to describe a situation or a person that is embarrassing?
What's the first letter start with? You gotta help me out, guys. Say it one more time, Breeze. One more time.
Okay, which term is used by Gen Z to describe a situation or a person that is embarrassing?
Oh, that's so... I want to say that's so Raz. That's so Raz.
What?
No, that's so Raz. Come on.
Okay, and I think you're looking for Riz. And
yeah.
It's nowhere close to what is happening.
Okay, so I was off by a little bit. What
Maddie?
Is it,
honey? That's a flop.
I wasn't necessarily looking for a flop. I was looking for cringe.
Oh, I.
All right.
Okay.
Last one
for
Maddie.
I was overthinking it, I guess you can say. All right, go ahead.
Last one for Maddie. What does TRL stand for?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, There I Said It, is coming up next on the show, and we really encourage you to send us your unpopular opinions and hot takes, do we not, Breezy?
We do. We need the content. We need you guys to have a release this morning, so text in, call in, 585-252-9800.
Let's go over to Big Ben. To anyone who owns a Corvette, it's totally okay to not wear New Balance sneakers while driving. Also, it's okay to not wear knee-high socks and cut-off jean shorts. Why does every Corvette owner look like this? I mean, Ben has a point. They all look like this.
Do they?
They all have a cell phone attached to their hip.
I guess
they
so.
All tuck their T-shirt in, and they're wearing a T-shirt with a picture of their Corvette on it.
I don't come in contact with too many Corvette people. So
anyone listening drive a Corvette?
Are you wearing tube socks right now?
Let us know. We'll get to all your hot takes and unpopular opinions for There I Said It next.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are knocking at the door this morning for There I Said It. Breezy, why don't you go ahead and open it up because we got to clear the air.
Let's do it, shall we? Mackenzie's here. Mackenzie says, FaceTime is super awkward and I don't know why people use that feature as much as they do. There I said it.
You know, don't feel like you have to ask permission in order to FaceTime someone.
Just FaceTime them. Don't feel like you have to have permission to call someone.
Like, hey, do you mind if we FaceTime? Just go ahead. Shoot them a FaceTime. Make sure they're really uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Do it.
I love a FaceTime.
I love it, too.
I do. And also, Olivia's here. Says, this pisses me off to no end. Audiobooks do not count as reading. There, I said it.
I'm going to have to agree with that. 100%.
That's just a glorified podcast. Sorry.
That's what that is. Let's go over to Big Derek this morning. What's up, man? Your small business isn't a business if your mom is still buying everything you sell. There, I said it. That's kind of an aggressive take this early in the morning. I call those moms supportive because the biggest companies in the world, they all started in their mom's garage. Apple being one of them, Google, Dell. And guess who was their first customer, Breezy?
Their mom.
Aww. You knew exactly where I was going with that.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Tanya this morning. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Every single version of loaded fries is terrible. Also, why do people put gravy on their french fries? It screams I have a terrible relationship with food. There, I said it.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of poutine. I won't do it.
Poutine?
What would you call it?
No, it is poutine. I think it's a funny word.
I just don't enjoy it.
I don't like poutine at all because I don't like gravy and I don't like potatoes. So what am I doing here? And the cheese curds? Like, how old is that cheese? Please. All right. This person did not tag their name, but they said social media doesn't make people dumb. It just shows who is already dumb. There, I said it.
It shows everyone else who they really are. Yeah. Maddie, do you have one this morning?
Yeah. When I see someone wearing barrel jeans, it makes me ridiculously angry. There, I said it.
Barrel jeans?
Have you ever seen them?
Like, they're more baggy, right? They're
like, it's not, it's like.
Like lumberjack?
They're rounded out. Like, there's something different going
like
on.
Like Janko? What was that? What was the name of that back in the 1998? Everyone was wearing those from Hot Topic. Uh-uh. Are we talking about the same thing?
I don't know if we are, to be
Maybe
honest.
We don't ask the interns about the 90s.
I'm sorry. What year were you born?
2005.
So barrel jeans like literally look like a barrel. Like the pants go out to the side.
Who's
and
wearing
so big?
Wow. Who's what are you trying to? Okay.
Who are you trying to impress?
I mean, I'm sure they come in handy when you go to the movie theater.
Hey, true. Okay. Mine for today is this. I think that tennis is one of the most underrated sports. And I think pickleball truly stole its thunder because it's basically the same thing. They just have better PR.
I mean, pickleball, I still have yet to do it, but I'm interested. I'm very interested. Tennis,
also,
not so much.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
It's literally the same
thing. I don't think so. Ask anyone who plays pickleball if it's the same exact thing as tennis. They will tell you no.
You just don't have to run as much. So you're lazy if you play pickleball. There, I said it.
Let's go to Jamie. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Your toxic ex probably has a completely different version of the story. There, I said it.
Always.
Also, if his name is Steve, don't date him. That is a lot of Steves in this city, Jamie.
You know if a woman's posting on their Instagram story, I'm fine being the villain in your story if it helps you sleep better at night. They're going through it.
Sure.
They're not
absolutely.
Good.
Mine for today is, if you're a grown man driving around in an SUV, you've given up. There, I said it. I mean, regardless if you have kids or not, that's what SUVs are for.
What?
All right, excuse me. I messed up. What? Let me go back. If you're driving around in a minivan.
I was like, you know how many men drive SUVs?
You should be driving an SUV. Why are we driving around in a minivan? Because there's so many dads who are so much cooler than that. I just can't wrap my head around it. There's no reason to drive a minivan. There, I said it.
The minivan catching strays this morning.
I can't. I learned to drive in a minivan. I'll never go through that again.
I did too. We called it the White Rocket.
Aiden, you want to go ahead and...
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the sports theme here, Breezy. Advanced analytics have destroyed the casual viewing experience for sports fans. There, I said it.
You lost me, buddy. I don't...
You know, I'm glitching.
You know, I took the time to go over to you. It's okay, buddy. Thank you so much.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text.
There is so much to do in our city today. I mean,
Today is event overload.
That's what's happening. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. If anyone is looking for something to do, we got you covered. Party in the Park is back tonight at MLK Park. Start Making Sense. A Talking Heads tribute band is headlining. One of Breezy's favorites.
No, I'm obsessed.
With The Dip opening.
Chips
and Dip coming to the stage, right. Gates are at 5. Music starts at 6:30. It's $7 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can go. 12 and under are free. I don't typically see a lot of kids at Party in the Park. But you can bring them.
Not unless Cruel Summer's playing.
That's right. Well, that's true too, yeah. Also, Breezy, your favorite, the 56th Annual Puerto Rican Festival is coming to Parcel 5.
I have no idea what this means to me.
This is going to run all the way through Saturday. Live music, food, performances, vendors. Didn't they used to do this in the Red Wings parking lot over at ESL Ballpark?
I don't know.
I think so. Entertainment starts at 5 o'clock. And then, yes, Bill's training camp is going to continue too, which we're all very excited about at St. John Fisher.
The weather for that's been a little sketchy.
It's going to be better today. Starts right now, 8:30. And then you do need a ticket to get in. Public parking is over at Nazareth with a shuttle to Fisher. It's going to cost you $1. So bring your singles. And finally, it's National Cheesecake Day.
Yes, Cheesy Eddie's is popping off.
They're giving away 1,500 free slices today and tomorrow. That starts at 10 a.m., but you got to line up.
And I know people will.
See,
I'm sure people slept there last night, if I'm being honest.
They have the best cheesecake in town. Nothing against Cheesecake Factory, but as you know, it's a chain.
The Cheesecake Factory slander. I won't stand for it.
Cheesy Eddie's is where it's at. However, I'm not a simple, just one slice of cheesecake type of guy with nothing on it. I need peanut butter crushed up into it with Butterfinger. I need, you know what I mean? Out of this world type of cheesecake.
Love.
So concerts, Puerto Rican festival, the Bills, or free cheesecake? Which one are you... Where are you at?
Why not all? You know what I mean? Why not all?
Because nothing screams, hey, I'm from Rochester, New York, like the Puerto Rican festival and free cheesecake. So don't complain on, you know, tomorrow morning we didn't tell you about it. And we didn't have anything to do. There's plenty to do.
That's just you, Moose.
There's plenty to eat. Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What tattoo seemed like a great idea at the time, and now it's probably the biggest mistake you've ever made? Because this morning we're talking about people who are already getting their tattoos removed in their early 20s.
Yeah. And they've only been on their body for like 3 years.
Right. We started hearing some of the reasons people regret what they put on their bodies. And it's like, ouch.
Eesh.
Coming up, I want to know what tattoo you got that you wish you could erase. And does anyone else regret getting that tattoo at the age of 18?
A lot of people do.
Well, I want to.
A lot of Gen Zers. Getting it off.
Is 18 old enough to make your own dumb decisions, or should the tattoo age go up? Anyone think that, you know what, maybe we should move it to 21?
Yes.
We'll get to some of your messages and talk about it coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Tattoos have always been this like really big, permanent decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like more and more people are regretting their decision than ever before. Intern Maddie, who's in the studio with us this morning, says her sister, who's only 23, right, is already getting her tattoos removed because she can't stand looking at them anymore. Can I ask, like, What is the tattoos of that she wanted removed that she hates so much?
Mind you, this is a third one she's getting removed, actually.
I can't. So she only had these tattoos on her body for 5 years.
Like, basically. Maybe even a little bit less, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she didn't get all three at once.
Right.
Yeah.
Did she want to remove them all at the same time, or this is just the she's coming up on the third?
Yeah, coming up on the third. She's doing one at a time.
That's painful.
Yeah, and so expensive.
This is just so torturous on so many different levels. You're in pain getting a tattoo, and you're paying for it, and then you flip around 4 years later, and you're in pain removing tattoo, and you're paying for it.
Yeah.
Now,
so
I do have to ask, because I know a lot of people listening have tattoos, but for people who got them removed, I hear it's excruciating.
Mm-hmm. You're like burning your skin off.
It's worse than getting the tattoo itself, but go ahead, man.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the room with her when she's like had them removed, or like they're removing them, like quivers with pain. Like your full body is shaking. Like it really, especially like depending on the area, because the one she's doing right now is like probably like the size of like a melon on her like chest.
And, that hurts.
Yeah, that. She quivers.
I'm like not well even thinking about that.
Yeah.
So when did she stumble upon the realization that she wanted these, and what was her reasoning, wanted these off her body?
I think it was twofold. It was, these tattoos don't mean anything to me. And two, her original tattoo artist was a bit of a freak and also not that good. So they started bleeding like way early. Like they start bleeding when you get into like your 40s and stuff, when your skin starts to spread. But like they were already bleeding. The fine line work didn't look good anymore. And they were just kind of stupid looking.
I can't stand.
They're just randomly bleeding?
Yeah. Well, not like bleeding, but like the ink was like spreading.
I don't have any tattoos. I've always talked about getting one. You know, I still kind of want one. But man, it scares me to death to think that I might be getting something that comes out bad. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I have to live with it forever. And I've seen people with horrific tattoos. They're not symmetrical. Mm-hmm. They're uneven.
Mm-hmm.
If that's supposed to be a portrait of someone you love, it looks like a dried raisin. So you can listen. Maybe we should be talking about whether 18 is actually too young to make a permanent decision like this.
It's 100% too young. I remember in high school, a good friend of mine wanted to turn 18 so badly so she could get a Hello Kitty tattoo on her ankle, because she was obsessed with Hello Kitty. And I was like, let's think big picture here. Let's think like 20 years down the line. And we eventually did talk her out of doing it. But I feel like your sister, Maddie, is in the norm. And the majority, because a lot of these young kids, and even like our age, Moose, are getting their tattoos removed.
They are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have an old roommate who tattooed his girlfriend at the time, her name on his chest.
No.
They broke up. Now he's married. And now his wife has to look at that every time they're intimate. I'm like, why? Why would you do that?
Jessica. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, because, listen, 18, I get it. You're old enough to make some dumb decisions, but how much does your life change between 18 and 25? Your taste changes, your relationship, your career, your personality. Mm-hmm. So it's like you really have to think about, you know, should the legal age of getting a tattoo is 21? People don't care.
Go on.
I've always found people who have hundreds of tattoos to be extremely brave, because never, ever do they come across a piece of ink. I'll say this. Not every piece of ink that they have actually tells a story. Mm-hmm. They just do it.
Right.
And I met a girl who said that she was covered from head to toe breeze and tattoos. And I asked her,
Ick-city.
What does any of these mean? And she said, nothing really. My friend is learning to be a tattoo artist, so I had her practice a bunch on me. I go, well, you're just going to be a canvas like that?
No
thank you.
To someone else's art.
Brave. Let me go over to a couple texts coming in. I'll go to Mike in Irondequoit. My buddy got a giant portrait of his girlfriend on his arm. They broke up 8 months later. The tattoo was actually really good, which somehow made it worse, but he eventually had the whole thing covered with a blacked out sleeve, and it was painful.
Like the MGK of it all?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that. Also, like, can we stop getting, like, I don't care if that is, like, the love of your life. Let's stop getting names and faces of people. We never really know what's going to happen. We don't. You could be with that person till your very last breath, but just let's be smart about it.
Yeah, it's the people who have no regrets.
Jessica?
No regrets.
No regrets.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. What would you do if your 12-year-old found a way to make $80 in one afternoon, but you didn't approve of how they did it?
Not the only fans for the 12-year-old.
We got a message from a mom whose daughter came up with a business idea that, I mean, it sounds pretty impressive at first until her parents found out exactly what she was charging people for. Dad says, no, she crossed the line. Mom says maybe they should be encouraging her, that kind of creativity.
Is she a scam artist?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think what she did was actually smart, but we'll read you the message from Nancy out of Penfield. See what you guys think coming up next on the show. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. If your 12-year-old made $80 charging the neighborhood kids to use your pool, would you be proud of their hustle or worried about what it says about their character?
I'm obsessed with this.
We praise adults for starting businesses, but when a 12-year-old does it, she's grounded. We got a great message from Nancy.
She knew who she was from a young age, a hustler, if you will.
Yeah, Nancy out of Penfield wrote us and says her husband grounded their daughter after she charged all the neighborhood kids to use the pool last weekend. 585-252-9800 if you want to share your thoughts on this one this morning. Take a listen to the message. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I need your listeners to settle an argument between my husband and me because we're seeing this situation very differently. We have a pool in our backyard, and while I was at work this past weekend, our 12-year-old daughter invited a bunch of neighborhood kids over to swim. No big deal. Both my husband and I gave permission until I found out she was charging them $5 each to get in.
Uh-huh.
By the end of the afternoon, she had made almost $80. And yes, we have a lot of kids in the neighborhood. When I asked her what she was doing, she looked at me like I was crazy and said, making money. She even had a little notebook where she kept track of who paid and still owed her money. My husband was upset. He told her she's taking advantage of her friends, and he says that she needs to give all the money back. And I'll be honest, I kind of admired the creativity from her. She saw something people wanted, came up with an idea, made money, and I know she should have asked first, but I also don't know if I want to crush that entrepreneurial spirit. My husband says we're raising a child who thinks she can profit off her friends and wants our daughter to give the money back to everyone she took it from. I think we might be raising a future business owner. Should she be punished, or should we be encouraging that kind of thinking while teaching her to do it the right way? I would just love to hear what your listeners think. Thanks, guys.
I'm obsessed with this girl.
I'm kind of on the kid's side.
I'm obsessed with her.
Because
this is me to a T from the ripe age of 8. Legitimately.
Yeah, there are adults.
The problem
won't move forward. I mean, she saw an opportunity and made $80 in one afternoon. I'm impressed.
I love that moment for her. The problem is this. It's not her pool to charge.
It's not her pool.
I mean, she doesn't pay for the chlorine. She doesn't pay for the maintenance. She doesn't pay for any of it.
Well, this is a great learning lesson, Breezy, for mom and dad to come in and
take half,
whatever it costs.
They're like, we're your silent investor. You know what I mean? So a silent partner, if you will. So therein lies the first problem. Second problem is if that's all fine and well, everyone can come over and have a pool party and splash around and kiki. But if one kid's drowns, those parents are going to jail. So,
big time. I don't know where the dad was in all of this.
Right, who's watching the children when they're swimming? That's my biggest qualm.
Yeah, we didn't get to that part. I mean, obviously, it sounds like they were probably safe. There was a lot of kids in that pool. But would you make your kid give the money back? Why or why not? 585-252-9800. Because I think the parents should be teaching her boundaries. I don't think they should be punishing her for being creative.
I don't think she should be giving the money back necessarily, but just like don't let her do it again if you're that against it.
What 12-year-old do you know comes up with a way in one afternoon to make $80? What? Couldn't be me at 12.
It was definitely me. I can definitely attest that it was me.
Oh, give me one example.
So when I was 11 or 12, I've been braiding since then, and my mom wanted me to do a pop-up at Roseland Water Park. She's like, you should be braiding at Roseland Water Park.
That's a great idea.
Also, I was washing cars in parking lots at age 10 and charging people for it. I would go to businesses and wash their cars and hustle them out while they're working, and that was the end of it.
See, that's the difference between you and me.
It was all over when I found a bat in someone's grill, but other than
that sometimes that happens. Yeah. I was typically the one doing the work and then asking people if, you know, I would charge me. What? I was just giving away money.
You still are.
I still am. I'll do the work for free. Let us know your thoughts on this. What do you guys think? Should the daughter, who's only 12, give the money back? If so, why? We'll get to some of your messages coming up next. Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy. 77 for the high today. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about a 12-year-old girl who decided to turn her parents' backyard pool into a business.
Mm-hmm.
We're all actually kind of impressed.
I'm impressed.
She invited the neighborhood kids over, charged them money to swim, kept track of who paid in a notebook, made about $80 in an afternoon. And her dad was very upset, made her give, well, asked to give, you know, told her, you got to give the money back. Mm-hmm. Mom was like, hold on a second.
Wait a second.
Mommy needs some new shoes.
Not our sweet Michelle.
She's kind of impressed by the hustle. So we're asking, is this a future business owner who maybe needs some guidance or just a kid who's learning to, you know, profit off of her parents' stuff?
That's the thing. It's not even her pool, right? Like, yes, she lives there, but her parents are the ones who pay for it. And also, could you imagine if these kids went back and was like, yeah, I just swam in Michelle's pool. She charged me $10. And then those parents get angry and talk to, like, you of, like, hey, not cool. If that's the case, we're just not going to have her come over. And the parents were like, had no idea this was happening. So sorry.
Yeah, the parents had no idea. I want to get over to Kim in Webster. She says, I'm with Dad on this one because she wasn't running a lemonade stand. She was charging her own friends to use something that didn't belong to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that bothers me. She was making money off her parents' pool that doesn't actually belong to her. So, yes, give the money back.
Right.
At this point, the money's probably gone.
She probably spent that money on Squishmallows or
whatever. A 12-year-old could figure out how to spend $80 in an afternoon.
Right.
Moose and Breezy, it's Dan the man. The parents should recognize that a 12-year-old independently identifying demand and setting a price and keeping records and collecting money is incredibly impressive because I don't know a single kid that age that would have the smarts to do any of that. I'm blown away. I agree.
Dan the man. I'm also blown away that you refer to yourself as Dan the man. It's kind of crazy. I'm not like, we're not knocking her hustle by any means.
How she did it.
I'm proud of her.
I think it's great.
I think channel that entrepreneurial experience and motivation into something that isn't hustling your friends specifically by utilizing something that doesn't necessarily belong to you.
Right. I think that's the lesson here. You can't kill the hustle. You just got to teach the kid.
Channel it differently.
Right. Because at 12 years old, figuring out how to make $80 in an afternoon, yes, pretty damn impressive. The problem is, wasn't her pool. So all the other kids in Penfield who are standing there in the heat trying to sell lemonade, this girl is making it rain nonstop. It's just an absolute G.
She doesn't even have to be there.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Ladies, be honest. Is there a height that's just too short for you to date? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. And it's okay to be shallow. We won't judge you for it.
No.
There is a Hollywood rumor. It's got people asking a bigger question about dating standards. And we talked about this yesterday. One of the most famous women in the world may have just changed the conversation up completely and what truly matters when it comes to attraction. And this celebrity is finally paving the path for other women to be okay when it comes to dating short kings.
Which we like love that for her. And I hope that everyone follows suit. But more to come on that.
Absolute trailblazer. Men, guess what? You don't have to be 6 feet tall to be attractive.
No, you do not.
It's all subjective. We'll tell you who this celebrity is and why she's attracted to someone who's so much shorter than her coming up next on the show. The view is spectacular from up here. It's PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. If you missed it from yesterday on the show, we were discussing those rumors in Hollywood that the beautiful Jennifer Aniston and our short king, Peter Dinklage, is dating. These are rumors, but
allegedly, there's photos.
Apparently, they're very into each other. They've been banging for a very long time.
Oh,
has any of our listeners?
It's a rumor, and they have been doing it. What?
I mean, these two people—they're massive stars in completely different ways. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, we know her as Rachel Green in Friends, and also the film The Leprechaun, Oscar-worthy performance. Then you have Peter Dinklage. A lot of people know him as Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Thank you to our Gen Z correspondent who actually watches that show.
I've never seen Game of Thrones in my life, okay? Jennifer Aniston is 5'5". Peter Dinklage is 4'5". Okay, there's
a whole foot of a difference.
Yeah, but that's a big difference. Which brings me to my next point. Women for years have said they don't want to date short kings, but never wanted to admit actually doing it because women do it. They're secretive about it. Jennifer Aniston is a trailblazer.
She's loud and proud.
She's teaching women it doesn't matter if you're 6'4 with heels. It's totally okay to date a guy who's 4'11. Does a big height difference still matter to women when they're in a relationship? 585-252-9800. What about you, intern Maddie? Do you taller?
Would you date a short king?
I would have to say no.
Really?
Sorry. What she's not falling for the Jennifer Aniston propaganda.
What do you have to offer?
What doesn't she have to offer?
Yeah, hello.
That's the shorter list.
I'm sorry for getting triggered. But notice how I ask women and not men, because men don't care, Breezy. We'll date it.
You definitely don't care.
No, I feel like whether she's tall, whether she's short, men don't care.
Bruce is like, I prefer a woman who's taller, so I feel safer.
I would love to date a woman who's 6 feet tall. I would.
He's like, and I'm going to walk on the inside of the sidewalk, so.
Let me get over to.
She has you on a leash for no reason.
Tiffany, I know. Where are you taking this segment? Let's go over to Tiffany on hold. PXY, good morning. Would you date a short king?
Hi, yeah, I'm sorry, but absolutely not. Women are not out here choosing guys shorter than them. They're just not. Okay. I mean, Peter Dinklage is the exception because he's rich, famous, and talented, and a millionaire. But that's a completely different conversation.
So if you had the chance, you'd date Peter?
Sure, yeah.
But you're not dating him for his looks, clearly.
Exactly.
All right. Tiffany, yeah. clearly you don't like men that you can fold up and put in your back pocket. And that's fine. Let's take a quick break. Coming up, we'll get to your call and hear what other listeners have to say when it comes to dating short kings. You have time to hold on for a second?
Sure.
All right, stay right there. We'll do it next on the show. 77 for the high today. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. If you're just joining us, the internet was buzzing over the rumors that Jennifer Aniston and Peter Dinklage might have been dating.
Dinklage. I love that name.
She's 5'5". He's 4'5".
Yeah.
And before anyone starts yelling at us, these are just rumors, but I'm almost 100% sure they're banging.
He's now, like, they're rumors, but it's confirmed. Wait, what?
We asked one simple question. Ladies, would you date a short king? Maybe someone even 12 inches shorter than you? And a few texts came in during the break. I'll get to Mike in Greece. Good morning, Moose Breezy. I'm 5'6". I've dated women taller than me my entire life.
Uh-huh.
The women who say height doesn't matter, they're usually telling the truth until their friends start making comments. I've had women tell me they didn't care, then later admitted they were embarrassed to wear heels next to me.
Oh, it's such a blow to the ego. It really is.
All right, let me get back over to our girl Tiffany, who called in and said, not holding back. Nope. This is a no for me. Tiffany, go ahead. You were saying.
Yeah, good morning. I was just saying in reference to your conversation that the average guy who's 5'3", he is definitely not getting the same attention because...
But you don't have to tell a guy who's 5'3" that. I think they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm just saying that just for clarification, I guess.
She's like, I'm just saying to rub salt in the wound, truly.
All right, but go ahead.
Well, I think that by and large, no pun intended, women want to feel small next to their men because, well, first of all, we like wearing heels and still having the guy taller than us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's that whole thing, you know, you want to feel protected. You want to look up when we kiss somebody, not down. That's just, I don't know. It's just biology. I think that...
Not necessarily for Moose, but, yeah.
Honestly, I'm open to dating a woman who's much taller, and obviously that's different because I'm a man. But like you said, a lot of women, and that's true, I agree with that, a lot of women do want to feel protected. But I will ask you this. I totally take into consideration what it is that you're saying, but I need to know what happens when you do meet a guy who's maybe 5'5", and everything you're looking for just... It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Is it still completely out of the question if he's your dream guy?
How can he be my dream guy when he's 5'5"? Oh. My dream guy is over 6 feet tall.
Okay.
And there it is.
All right. Okay, that's fine. Oh, so you're just, you're not into it. I think some women are. I think some women definitely don't care.
I think it's wildly shallow. I do. Like, I get that preference exists and I get that that's totally fine. But for people to just completely shut off an entire person without getting to know their personality or anything because of their height, I don't know. I think it's a little surface level. I'm going to say it.
I think some women, Tiffany, don't actually want a tall man.
I think that I speak for all women. And yes, I said all women. Honestly, every one of us likes tall guys because they make us feel feminine, protected, and confident. And I like looking up at my man, not wondering if I should put him in the front seat of a booster, you know, like a little booster seat.
You speaking for all women is crazy.
Put him in a booster. Is anyone triggered this morning? I don't know. I mean, I'm 5'9". I'm a little triggered.
My short kings are triggered for sure.
Hey, you know what? You like what you like. We can't hate on you for that. Everyone has a preference, but I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Tiffany.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.